Okay, gentlemen.
Boys, by the figure of Tamatara, there's just 1 point left over in the previous figure. Rav in Simon Tov Kuf Nun Dalet in Kotov Yutet. Says as follows. Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Tisha B'Av says Yesh Misha Omesh Ava Yishim Zavel Tisha B'Av Mishta B'Mita B'Nachan Adava Mishim Lech Lech Amin Lech Lech Amin Nazira. Quote, Goros call the Chai Machalos Sikra. That part's left out for the Mechabit, what it means. Says the Mechabit Avram, Ve'efshah shalo yigavah k'mav yom ha-kippurim, v'nirli de b'yom yesh lehokel, ayin b'yoradeya simen shin men bay. Everyone knows the Mechabit Avram wrote in riddles. They wrote the Gedolim, then wrote very cryptically. They didn't have a pen and a paper, and they just wrote Remizim. And he relied on Tamid HaChacham to figure out what they're driving at. Now, what is he driving at exactly? What does he mean? And the Machzor of Shekels spent his whole day just trying to figure out what the Magen Avraham is driving at. Like this, Yom Kippur is the Raisa, and Tisha B'Av is the Rabbanon. Okay? So we have to be more Mach when it comes to Yom Kippur as opposed to Tisha B'Av. So for Yom, Yesh Lahakel, be Tisha B'Av, Yesh Lahakmer, be Yom Kippur. Alright? The Taz, that says that Yom Kippur is even Mutzah B'Yom, and the Tisha is Mutzah even B'Layla. So again, it goes down a peg, or down a notch. Down a notch. Why do you want Machla Yom Kippur? So we say, because it's a Doraisa. Not necessarily. The Taz says, Yom Kippur, the women come, they're all dressed in their Yom Definery. It's Kashtos, the Kavod Hayom. Wear the tissue, they look ugly. I mean, they should. So they're not dressed in any fancy clothes, so therefore there's less of a chashash and a vera. A different reason to make this distinction. What's the idea of simin shin mem beis? What kind of shin mem beis? The magia, no. It's our sim. It should be simin shin pei gimel. That's the figure which we're learning. So we got a frame. Ayin v'yardeshim and shin pei gimel came to Rachloma. What kind of shin mem beis? Not doing anything. What's shin mem beis? Know that a few weeks ago, that's the sugya of chosn and kala, of shalima, chosn shalima, shalkala, what's doing anything? What's doing anything? So, what does it mean that my yad Ephraim tagor? What does it mean? That in yardeshim, shin pei gimel, nothing is said at all about the ether of Negiyah. So, by avelis, nothing is said at all. So by tishor, it's enough for machab alayla. It's enough to be machab ayom. So the yad Ephraim understood. And the very soul for me to just know, don't make any changes, leave the way it is. It means in Shin Men Bei, you see a distinction between Yom Halayla, the famous, you know, Yoshim Ben Anoshim, Yoshim Ben Anoshim, the Rivas, with more Macha by night than by day. But here too, when it comes to Negiyah, such a distinction might exist, and therefore there may be an Issa of Negiyah with respect to an Ovel, Halayla, although not by Yom. Okay, this is leftovers, see them here to finish on Friday. Now we start the new Sugir about the Bessiyat of Ishmaya, the Sugir of Talmud Torah. Oh, an important figure, and it's as B'nai Yeshiva, from sitting and learning here in camp, for us it's such an important figure to understand not only the Yisrael of Ovel, and we're coming up again, it's getting close, it's already Monday, Thursday, Tisha B'Av. Oi, in case God show me, I have to still be in Avelis then, and we hope this will be the answer, but you have to be a little prepared. So it's relevant to that as well, we'll see if there are any distinctions. We'll see the Gemara here in Avchot Aleph. Amad Aleph from the Sefer Marikot. What the Gemara tells you over here, in the list of things, Rav Shabbat Asaban, it says, Asa Likwas B'Torah V'Nviyim V'Ksuvim, Kelan Mishnayit Midrashim Alachas Shat, Agadis, nothing. Kelan anything. Finished. How do you know? No source given over here. It's awesome. Also no source. Interestingly, back in that Tezvav is the one line figure. The Nemehe Oneg Dom. Part of the conversation with respect to Yechezkel. And we'll get the next topic we're supposed to talk about, which I don't think we'll get to today, is Sheila Shalom. And it's interesting that the Gemara has the same Yalfusa. Over us the Divrei Torah, Shnevi Dami, one of Yechezkel's dome, right? Just be quiet. And the few lines before, also the Sheila Shalom, something around Yechezkel, hey, on a dome. So again, it's interesting. That's as far as Avelis is concerned. Okay, fine. Take a look here in Tosfos. All right, it says like this: "V'yakav v'yaosav v'me'evlo v'iyo v'kino v'zav v'roshav v'yirmiya v'dlotonin v'shmaitin." As it says in the Tefillah, "Tanya Teflamis." But the Gemara there says in the Feirush and Tishrei, you can't learn Torah except you can learn these things: iyo, v'kino, and the bad parts of Yirmiya. U'v'medeknusa chaza v'hiter. And then the time changed his mind. Okay. Changed his mind. So the nice thing changed his mind. Fine. Says Tosfos that the question is, it's not mentioned. So it doesn't mention anywhere. It mentions once. We understand it. Who I did. Oh, but the svara to answer is it? So the Rav Tezvav, it says, hey, oneg dom, umash mahakol. That's the right. Because when it comes to Tisha B'Av, so what's the reason why it's also a Tisha B'Av? What's the reason? Tikkuni Hashem Yisharim, Mitzam Chelev, and Mitzam Chelev is the overwhelming majority of Torah. But the those few things, the Kinos, and Eo, and Dvarim, Meroim, Shebi Yirmiyahu, that's very depressing. It makes you sad. It doesn't make you happy. Very good. So when the issue is to be happy, so then this is mutter. So you're not making being happy. But when it comes to Avelus, it says don't. It's shah. Don't involve yourself in Talmud Torah. And that's the case. One could argue, I'm supposed to be suggesting, that you shouldn't even be learning these quote-unquote sad parts of Torah. The Tosfos says, ain't nearly right. It says in Tainus, Shushanema, Kudei Hashem Mishar, Mesamche Leif. Right? Mesamche Leif. And apparently, we understand that although it's found as a special Tisha B'Av, can be applied to Avelus as well. Oh, Teda, the Kulu Lav Dafka, the Kama, Osim, the Tfilin, the Mepercha Kavosh Alecha, don't take those the Russians of Yechezkel too seriously. It's still something you're saying. Don't take it too seriously. That's not the Bialma. One sounds like an Asif for 7 days, it's really only Asif for one. That's his Patsilim. And the other, a dome with respect to Talmud Torah, should not be taken as an independent halacha, but rather should be understood in the context of Tisha B'Av, where it says Bikudei Hashem Mesharim, Mitzam Chele. Fine. Fine. Good. And indeed, in this sugya, where it says also the cross, okay, the Rashi explains that although in other times we call it mitzvah, it's different. Why? Yisbu simcha. The Rashi does quote the inyan of simcha, right, as, which is found in Sinus. Even though in our tzvav it says they on the dome, Rashi quotes simcha in our context as well. Again, dome which is an asmachta. Fine. Let's assume therefore that the two are the same. The Shittas Rovapos, Tisha B'Av and Avelis are identical. Now, it's interesting, for the Ramban, and I answer the sea and page Kuf Pei, asked the question of, is there Issa Talmud Torah for all 7 days as opposed to film only 1 day? So one of his reasons is interesting. I mean, you fulfill Talmud Torah. How so? Krishma Shakas V'Yarvis. Almost an Avelis says Krishma Talmud Torah. You fulfill the basic minimum you have, so they can afford to ask everything else for a week, as opposed to tefillin. Fine. But there is the other view, which I wanted to discuss for a few moments, that an oval is also even with Dvar Maroyim. Now it's Rabbi Yaakov, says Rabbeinu Yaakov, says Rabbeinu Tam, in his Bitti Russo. But the Ramban quotes his opinion. And the Ramban explains a very interesting explanation, the Ramban. I don't want to be medayik in the lust of the Ramban. Those who have a masterpiece, open up, if you don't mind. Page Kuf Hey, Aleph. Ramban says that there were those who maintained, as I said before, that Avelis is more chomer than Tisha B'Av. Okay, it's the top line. Yes, interesting. The shame shul chomer v'menu in kfiyas amitza v'atifas harosh v'atifas malacha. What? Ramban is saying a vart over here. But we said it plain. We said the Kamas Avelim says don't. Can't let any Torah. When it comes to Tishah, it's Mitzam Chelev. He's a Devar HaMitzarim, and therefore it's not considered Mitzam Chelev. All right, that's how we learn Pshat. Ramban is getting a lumdus. What's Ramban's lumdus? Lumdus is, well, you find Avelim more cover in what respect? Three things: Kfiyas Amita, Atifas Arosh, and Atifas Molach. What's he driving at? What's he driving at? So what he's saying as follows, as I understood the Ramban. Over the Tvei Dinim, so I understand the Ramban. One is the Easter Talmud Torah, Mishum Simcha. This Easter is not violated if a person is learning most of Yirmiyahu and Eov and Kino, Tzvah Maroyim. You're not for Simcha. But there's another din, and I'll use the expression, forgive me, a Kiyum. There's Yisurim and Kiyumim. And there's a Kiyum of Dom. Just Shah, Dom. That's not an Easter. Not an Easter of speaking. It's a kiyum of being silent. So silence is appropriate for someone who's in Avel. So I think the Ramban's lumdus over here is as follows. So we find, when it comes to Tisha B'Av, that we only transfer the Isurim over, not the kiyumim. That's exactly what's given these three examples. What three examples? Well, these two are going to work. What are they? Kfiyah Samita and Atifa Sarosh, which are certainly kiyumim. It's the Torah of Chafalas, the kiyumim. Right, that's what I imagine we found in the Hill of Ram Shahabal Osaban. And I'm Tafala. The Kiyumim, you have to do something that's not prohibited with something. So the Ramban is saying over here. So the Dome is the Kiyum, but just as the artificial is no Kfiyas Amita and Atifas Arosh, so to Dome doesn't exist. But to learn, Tzayis and Atifas, that's a Chalei, you can't do it. For sure not. Right? But to learn Yirmiyo and Eov and Eicha and Kino, so all the hard stuff, the difficult things, which make you sad, this is okay because it doesn't make you happy. There's no Kiyum of Dom. On Tisha B'Av, there's no Kiyum of Atifas Arosh or Kfiyas Amit. That's how I understood the lumpness over here of the Ramban. Only one thing stands in my way. Malach. Malach. That was suggested as follows. That Malacha, as we mentioned already last week, is not the same kind of Easter as the other Easter Avedas, which are Tanugim and Simchas. The real Easter of Malacha is Hester Adas. We'll get to Easter Malacha later. Next week, Mr. Shem. Easter Malacha is if you're busy with your work, you're going to forget about your Avedas. So there were more Machmer apparently in the Avedas of the private new Avedas, Avedas Kadasha, than they are with respect to Avedas Yeshana, let's say Avelis Yeshana, and so too, Dvarim Aroyim, right? Dvarim Aroyim, you know, Dvarim Aroyim is sad, but on the other hand, a person gets involved in reading Eov, Oy vey, Eov at this Torah, Eov at that Torah, Eov at the third Torah, Oy vey. So what do you think about Eov's Torah? You have to think about your own Torah. So therefore, you can argue. What do you mean? I'm not supposed to be Mitzvah Das, or Eov's Torah, I forget what I am. I'm not holding an Eov Tzoros, but forget about his own Tzoros, not supposed to do that. Oh, that's what the Ramban is saying. But there were those who say, not allowed to read about Eov Tzoros and his Avelis. You think about your own Avelis, as opposed to Tisha B'Av. Where do you see that? With your more maker of Tisha B'Av? Malacha. Because Malacha also makes you forget about where you're supposed to be holding. So the more maker of Malacha, pursue the more maker with respect to Dvar Maron. That's why I think that it's doing it. Perhaps. Of course, one could say, if you want a different distinction, that all the Dvarim Aroyim are Mutter and Tisha B'Av, because no matter what they are, they relate to the Inyan of the Yoma. As we keep saying every year, Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is not only the Avelis of the particular events of the Churban, but all other sad, tragic events in our history are included in the commemoration of Tisha B'Av. It's not considered Hesach Adas, it's all Inyan of the Yoma. As opposed to your own private Avelus. If this is the case, if this is right, then one could argue like this, that to learn Hilchos Avelus, to someone who's an Avelus, would be mutter. Obviously, if it's halacha lemaisa, it's mutter, you have to know what to do. But even if you learn Hilchos Avelus, you get to a point which is, you know, in case it's Avelus, it's before Pesach, but now it's December. In other words, then the particular part's not relevant. You're not looking to skip that. You learn that too. Why? Because it's in Yonah the Yoma. Maybe we'll make a different distinction now. In Yonah the Yoma would be mutter, but if it's not in Yonah the Yoma, it's also the sister of all the Ramah Yonah the Yoma. Avelis, what about Eo? It's not in Yonah the Yoma, view. But Hilchos Avelis, I don't know. Hilchos Avelis, which is regal of Avatra, when we're now 4 months before a regal, I'm not sure if it's in Yonah the Yoma either. We can argue all of Hilchos Avelis is in Yonah the Yoma for another. That's a possibility. But of course, according to our first shot, that's the Kim of Dome, then an Ovel shouldn't be learning Hilchos Avelis either unless it's Nogeyatim Alok Olamayt. There's an opinion in Rambam, which is amazing. People love to learn so much. He wants to limit the Easter of Talmud Torah to one day. It's going on? Only one day. The first, like Tefillin. The Rambam said it's wrong. And he proves it from the Brayse in Chaf Aleph. El Lutvar Meshavu Asaban. Ha'kot HaMalacha Rechita Sikha Tashma Shnil Tano Talmud Torah. Why did he mention Tefillin? So he points out. And these days only Easter which apply to a whole Shiva. As opposed to Tefillin only one day or we'll see later. Two, three, or whatever it may be. Tefillin not the whole 7 days. So therefore it's a proof that Easter Talmud Torah is for all 7 days. Not the same as Tefillin which is here as Simcha. And again, we said before, like Krishna Shachas Yar. Fine. Says the Ma'aril, quoted by the Achronim, an Ovel is not allowed to think Divrei Torah. Even thinking Divrei Torah. It's a Chiddush. Why is it a Chiddush? If the source say, on a dome, just be quiet. So I'm quiet. The Ovel's not saying a word. So apparently it's an additional Isser, presumably, of Simcha, which exists even Behiru. Now it's interesting, the Shulchan Aruch quotes this then, in a Chosishiva, that an Ovel may not think Divrei Torah. The Metavkuf Nun Dalet Siv Gimel, again, quoting from the Ma'aril, but it doesn't say a word in the Shulchan Aruch in a Chos Avelis. Arguably, the Mechaber may hold, maybe he holds the Takat Mutter. Maybe he takes Dome literally, and he says that during the period of time of Avelis, you can fulfill the mitzvah of Dome, even though you're thinking Divrei Torah could say that. I don't know if it's two halachas, but maybe he told that, you know, there are two different dinim, one tishma and one avelus. There are no two separate halachas by avelus, one is simcha and one of dom. It's only dom. We thought it's only simcha, but the other possibility exists. The Ramah can't possibly hold this way. I thought it was a nice deal from the Sefer Divrei Sofrim, because the Ramah says in Simon Shin Pei Dalit, the yachol lifsok isa vehetel yachol ashol also. Now, you say mutta potta chayev asa. That's not Divrei Torah. It's that. It's one word. Teretz is in your head, going through the whole a shock says this, and the time says this, and the gross says this. You have to say all the supposed to say, and then that's going through your mind. And when someone's in a veil, it's not us to hear it. So therefore, you see from the Ramah that he holds back the Maril that an oval is utter there. Behiru. And but it's interesting, again, that the Makab himself didn't say so, Befeirush. Okay, let's turn to the Rush, if you don't mind, in Simen Lamed Zayin. I'm sorry, a few typos over here, forgive me. On that line, the two in one line, Rush, the earlier one, it should say Kol Zayin, instead of Kol Zeh, and here Lamed Zayin says the Likro Dash Kol Ayom. So some of the Dash got left out. Apologize. Take a look at it. Once we're at it, he says, there's also a typo, Shin Pei Dalet. There was an Aleph, and I'm sorry for all these three mistakes in one paragraph. Look, it's not a Sefer Torah. It was put the Geniz otherwise. But, alright. Okay, so let's see the Rush again. Simen Lamed Zayin. Thank you. the narrow lines by the Hagos Ashi indent. First one in the second column, page 70. Likus b'tara, habitishnav arminan avokari b'makom shen ragal likus b'shana makom shen ragal lishnav. Ooh, we'll get to that later. B'kari b'iyo v'drom aram shen b'yirmi v'chein nagu shavokari v'sechaz mord kot v'chot avel. Okay. U'v'eva rabati peregiyud ma'ashin ha'asa v'tani ha'asam. Tamas kakam shen meis ma'meis v'or v'yosh v'fanav v'nos in v'nos in the fun of Yilchus Avel, the v'yivtoh m'shivim b'safa rafa, who ain't a shoram, the v'rosim m'dabar ad yasmo, v'yimlav achem m'dabar al yadom. We get an impression of what, even Yilchus Avel is a restriction. Yishlom ad v'bein lo v'ein atzom mutalat, lishnos v'in Yilchus Avel. Avok shachem bor alitzim v'yivim the fun of, he can pierce him tvei, v'osim. It's still referring to a case of ain't rabbi t'richim. Fine. So the Rosh Shiva Miyasha says, no, you really can learn Hichos Avelis. If it's the first person Tvei, then it's a problem. Then it's a problem. No. And according to the Havamin in the Rosh, that you can't get involved in Hichos Avelis either. So with the Yasa. And what would it be Yasa? With the Yasa, I don't even able to speak. But to listen to others speak would also have been a prohibition, right? And it's only mutter because why? Because Rav Aroyim is mutter, Chazal is mutter. Therefore, you have to be married to Kakasha. How can it be that the Beis Avel is in some of your Jewish homes, in the Beis Avel, Hilemishnayis, Mikvo, someone with a computer found out 500 years ago, and there's four Mishnayis somewhere, Nun Shin Men Hey, whoa, whippy-doo, yeah. I gotta tell you, one of my first crises in the rabbinate was over this. I refused to learn these Mishnayos. Because my rabbi told me, you're not allowed to do it. The Rav said, no. It was a base of it and said, okay, here's the, they show me out of this, whatever the same they had there. And the four Mishnayos, they probably thought, I don't know anything about mikvahs. I never learned mikvahs before. And I don't know mikvahs, so I'm embarrassed. I want to learn Mishnayos. Mishnayos, good, yeah. What? Turkeyot. Oh, this is Rabbi of ours. So why you grad? You see, he's discounted. So instead of mikvahs, he's went to others. I mean, they didn't say that in the Farish, but I was sent in a certain part of the year. I was just a little kid, you know, coming out of the yeshiva, and I said mikvahs, I'm going to others. Now, the latter of others is also a chiddush. There's also going to allow that. So the chah is mutter, because the others is mutter. You're a shemai, you're a tshuva. And the whole point of avelis, it's true, I'm right. So if you're not allowed the most part of the Pirkei Avos, that's what I changed from Mishnayos Mikvot to Mishnayos Avos. Now, it's interesting, the Rav held, not only is it prohibited for the Avil to learn Torah, someone wanted to suggest, oh, I was once in a place where there was some kind of crazy rabbi like you, Rabbi. You know what he did? He told Avos to leave the room. Told them to leave the room when they're learning Mishnah. So I said, I'm crazier than him. I think even that's awesome. Why? Because my Rebbe told me that. He says, Ein Omer Mishmur Bebeis Ha'Ovel. So the Rav understood the Easter, Ein Omer Mishmur Bebeis Ha'Ovel, not the Ovel. Two other people cannot carry on a Torah conversation in a Beis Ha'Ovel. There's a whole Shia, Beis Ha'Ovel. And you can't learn Torah in Beis Ha'Ovel. So it's not going to help me if the Avil is going to go outside. It'll help him. All right? You won't be next to the Nisar of Talmud Torah during Shiva, but other people who are talking Torah, learning Mishnayos and the Shoma of the Kvos, are being over the Nisar, going to the Rav, of Ein Om Shmur, the Beis HaAvil. It's interesting. The Imre Baruch, I think it was on the Maram HaKvos, am I correct? Yes or no? No? I'm sorry. Another goof. There's an Imre Baruch here somewhere. Turn to the back, please. Should have been on, I'm sorry. Imre Baruch. Here's somebody called the Gazak in here. This is in Simon Shin Ayin Ches. Oh, that's what comes up in the Mechavis of Zion, Ein Orm Shmur V'agod of Abay Tovah. And here he says, Efter the Mikomakom, the Matthias Pes Reish Pes Zion, in the standards of the Shulchan Aruch. Shinayim Ches. After the Mikomakom, Mutta Lilmo Lizakos Nishmas Hameis. Or the Skus Nishmas Hameis. The Rebbe says, what do you mean, Rabbi? You can't ask for the word Mishnah Neshama. You can't do that. It's Neshama. It's the Ilah Neshama. You don't want the Neshama of my father, brother, mother, sister, David, Elias, and Neshama. What's the matter with you? I'm a first in my Baruch, yeah? I thought that maybe the Mei Baruch was, if it's true, which I don't know if it is true, at most, you could say it's coming to the matter of the Issachar, relatively, of Eid Ovim Shmuel, the base of them. That's what he's being matter. That's an Issa which, you know, it's not an Issa on any particular individuals in the Torah. It's Issa Ravelis, the person's not even a novel at all. It's just, it violates what the Rabbis call the etiquette of the base of them. Every house has its own etiquette, its own rules and regulations. So maybe the Mei Baruch said, all right, Leila Neshama, that's also something important, but to be matter the Issa for the Ovel himself, I don't know. I don't think even that may be a problem. The Meiri is the one who says in the sugya that you'll have to learn if it's something which is Ma'orer Libo L'Tshuva, and on the contrary, you should learn it. The Meiri is worried about the first day. Maybe it's worried about the Chashav HaDarais. Shouldn't even learn the first day. I don't know if that can come up. There's a Misa Kfur the same day, and they come back, and it's Mincha time, it's before the Shkia maybe, and you're not on Pirkei Avos. So I learned Pirkei Avos even the first day. But the Miri was apparently not so. I don't have a Miri here. I'd like to read it. You have it? Yeah. Thank you. So on the first day, I think he's notes of a half from here. Derek, we all that available to go into Rabbanan. So even if the Miri that she told us was Machmir, but for us, we can be makel even on the first day. Maybe it's with Sarah and Shita, which holds that Ain Yisrael will be on Rishon. He quotes that Shita here in the Miri. Lion is son of Orim Libo Shalazim Lachuva. Lo Nessa, Lo Oda Sharoy Lassus King. The Kanye Rosh, and Nagawa Kolbaka. We'll be on Rishon Mia Royally Zarmi Kolbakol. Alright? I don't know if you have to be harsh for that. That is the Hebrew. Okay? So, Pirkei Avos, I think it belongs into this category. Alright. Now the Gemara has a Chafala from Alpha, a very interesting Kula, called Rabbim Tzrichim. Well, let's take a look at the Gemara itself and see the ins and the outs of this Allah. See if it comes. Lamais. Okay, Chof Aleph, I'm now back to the Gemara. Hoyu Rabbim Tzrichim Lo, Eino Nimna. Umaise Meis Benosu Rabbi Yossi B'tzipori V'nichas B'Beis HaMedrash V'Dorash Kol Yom Kulo. Wow. Rabbi Barachana had Avelis, and he was not going to go to the Pirkos of Peach. He said, what do you mean? Rabbi Tzrichim Lo. Sova La'ukme Amora Ale. What does that mean, an Amora? Amora meant they used to whisper into the ear of the person with a very loud voice, and he would, and then mic, he would blast it out with a loud voice, or maybe with a, who knows what, some kind of a very way of getting the message across to the multitude who would come to hear this individual. Oh, they know. Tanya Bavash Lo Yamit Turgumah. That you can't do. The Turgumah was the person who didn't translate. He was had a very loud voice. Well, the Echi of it, what do you do? So the story of Rabbi Eloi, someone came to his next citizen, the Lochash, who he, Rabbi, you know, Rabbi Yehuda was an Avelis, whispered into Rabbi Hananya's ear, and he whispered into the Turgaman's ear, and the Turgaman was Mashmil Rabbim, end of the sugya. Interesting. A step discounted, went one step down. An extra step along the way. What's the head? An extra step? The Rosh Hashulchan says it's a shinun. It's a shinun. Okay? A shinun. The Ramah is very interesting. There's a little bit of a problem in the Ramah. But we have this printed in Shulchan Aruch. It says, Yavim Tzrichim Lo, Islamid Mutav Lvach, Lo Yavim Turgumim, El Yom Ala Achav Achav Turgumim, El Turgumim, Shulchan Rabim, O Yidrosh B'yatma. Now, according to the Aruch HaShulchan, it's a major problem. Yidrosh B'yatma, that's a shinui. I guess, maybe. Maybe it's about this kind of a person who's always talking to Turgumim, and now he's not doing it. That's itself considered to be in the category of a shinui. However, if you look in the old manuscripts, which I don't have, but I've some different stuff from Kosta, the expression "O Yidrosh Viatno" is found in a different place, but an opposite meaning. Uvilvaj lo yamit turgamon, O Yidrosh Viatno. But you may not do that. You may not do that. And if you look in the original sources, the Mordechai, take a look. I think it's on the Ma'amar Makomos, no? Yeah. Tough Peichet, correct? Take a look. If you look at the Mordechai, you look at the Ramah, you say, what happened over here? Doesn't add up. Tough Peichet. Page Chof Aleph in his print. What does it say over here? Pirish Darsh and Shadorish is the end of the first column. Pirish Darsh and Shadorish for Rabbi. Who did the Rebbe Shadorish call a Yom Kulo? So also the army of the Turgaman, and the Lokesh Leoshev, that's the Lokesh of the Turgaman. The Kosh came, Shein Lo Lidros for Rabbi Atmo. Certainly you shouldn't do that. Okay? So that's, can you imagine? And the way we have the Ramah printed, it's exactly the reverse. He allows it. So the answer is, these three words, O Yidrosh Viatno, don't belong here. They belong after the word Turgamon. Okay? That's the passage. If you're calling the Mordechai, that's where it belongs. That's where it belongs. However, the Berak Ola says no. Cain Terechlon Lokam Agazu, where we have it. That's the impression. Okay, Mefurish the Bryce of Shamba Maisa the Rabbi Yossi, Kenasha Behedja Vashri. What? What's the Berak Ola driving at? What's he saying? What's he saying? I don't know. What's the raya? Here's a question on both sides. Can he speak himself or not? We know it's Aser, we know it's Musa. What's Aser is a normal way. He whispers to the Turgaman who tells the world. That's Aser. We know it's Musa. What's that? He whispers to X, he whispers to the Turgaman who tells the world. But they didn't bother to tell us the most obvious case, namely, that he's speaking straight to the world. Doesn't say anything more not in the East and the Heaven. If you have a right from the Gemara, one or the other, you can tell. That you can tell from the Gemara which way it goes? I can't. I don't know, you can tell. What does he mean? Huh?
The first case of the Gemara on the Torah
is called Yom Kulo. Oh, very good. So it was Maisa Meis Pinoshi of Yossi with Tipari of Nichols of Meis Amenish Vidorash Kola Yom Kulo. That's the very goal of Dry. Excellent. Rabbi Yossi himself just belted it out. No Turgamon, no whispering, just said it. So the Baragola is so convinced by this Raya that he says it's a mistake. I don't know who moved the Ramah, I don't know, I'm the expert who printed the Shulchan Aruch here. But he says that the Agol belongs here, it's Mutter because it's in the Before Shulchan Rav Yossi. Excellent. You look at the Mordechai we just read. What the Mordechai, how the Mordechai say Pshat Rav Yossi? What happened to Rav Yossi? Right? Two guys in the middle. I mean, he whispered to X, he whispered to the Meturgamon, who belted it out. That's a little shot in the story of Rabbi Yossi as well. Now, of course, that is a bit of a chiddush, because the Gemara didn't say so. But the Mordechai said so. If in fact, the Mordechai is the source of the Ramah, then the Agor belonged earlier, and in fact, it's also. Okay, and that's what the story of Doras Kolayam Kulo was, that kind of a story. Right? Is the word Yossi missing over here? Huh? Oh, the Rebbe says, no? What? The Mordechai says, so how the Rebbe, Doras Kolayam Kulo, Lochas the Acharav, etc., etc. Am I making a mistake? Or is there Rebbe in our sugya? What's Rebbe Yossi, no? Maybe there's a word missing somewhere. I'll call upon him at the intent of the Mordechai. It's kind of exactly the reverse of the sum of the Gemara, which is what the Be'er HaGola is quoting. Okay, that's what the Divrei Sofim points out. But there is, he all points out as well, the Shach. The Shach is important to this context. The Shach says in Siv Cotton Beis, Adam Tzrichim loves of the Shach, Kosta Bebedek Abayis, Shem Rochus Chaim, Melamde Tinokos, Yesh Loma Shadinan Karabim Tzrichim Lo. Okay, so you're allowed to teach a class, a shir, because it's considered to be in the category of Rabim Tzrichim Lo. Of Rabim Tzrichim Lo. Now, whoa, what happened over here? Is this a case we use as Turgaman? We whisper to whisper, to whisper to Y? I mean, it's unlikely to get a class over here. 25 unruly youngsters, or even well-disciplined youngsters. We're not painting bunks and all kinds of other things. Exactly, it's working here with a Turgaman. That's not the push of shots here in the shot. No? Yeah. Hold on a second. That's the Divrei Sofim. So, if you pass me, I think I have it on the table. Let's see what it is. He talks, the Divrei Sofim talks about this question, whether it's a raya or not, from the Shach. Thank you very much. He quotes something interesting, which is a big chiddush, which I have problems with, but I'll really relate it to you. Oh, look what it says. This is in Uvash Loyamet Turgamah, Mot Yerach HaShulchan, which is a Shinun. And then he quotes Rabbeinu Yerucham. Uvaoso Zman Sheh L'Rab Turgamah Sheh Mashmiah Devarav L'Rabim Oso L'Hamet Turgamah Kloma Sheh Yomahu L'Turgamah. Aber Rav Shu Ovel Omer LaAcher B'Lachash VaAcher Omer LaTurgman LaTurgman Shuram. That's Poshut. But that's what he is. That's the Rebbeinu Yerucham. That's Poshut. That's what the Divrei Sofim is and the Chazal. Umashma the Bizman Shedarshin believe Turgman Kigom Bizmanenu. Finish the sentence. What would you say? Huh? Can you? What do you say? Mutar to speak yourself or not mutar to speak yourself? You say what, Avram? That's what I would say. He says, Yochel Ishbiyatma. I set you up. I mean, I don't know. he calls her Rabbeinu Yerucham, which is Pashut down the Gemara, and he calls her Rosh Hashulchan, talks about a Shinui. If it's man as there, everyone talks, no one is talking about these days. It should be us to talk by yourself, no? And he says, no, it's Mutar. Why? I don't know what to say. And in the bottom, MSW days, he quotes this Beis Yosef and Archos Chaim and the Mashal, Shemalam de Tinokos had the Quran Tzrichim lo. Vashem Vadeh HaKavona Shemalam and Malam Biyatna Bolo Turgamon. Harei Shekom HaShadak Lidush Biyatna Bolo Turgamon. Klav Mut Lidush Biyatna. That's begging the question. He's stuck with a Kashem, made up a new din. What's the base of his din? Do you understand what he's saying? I must be missing a piece. You know, if we argue with the Sefer, the 1%, God, I'm not even sure what he's saying. But he has a fact somewhere that's on page 1. It's a fact. 02-537-6405. We fax him and ask him, what does he mean over here? But what does it mean? I don't understand what he's driving at. We read it at any Rukham. Avram saw it at any Rukham. It's come out that it's us. That's what I thought. And he said it's Mutter. So he has explained himself. I must be missing something basic over here. Oh, but the question, of course, becomes if the Aruch HaShulchan is right, after a Shinud, and the Rebbe has a class of 25 youngsters of any type, and he gives the regular class, so there's no Shinui. So Takawai isn't Mutter. That's a big problem. So in fact, why is it Mutter? I don't understand. Why is it Mutter? So I really don't have a very good answer. I only suggest one suggestion. If you have a better answer, maybe you can explain to me. You have an answer, are you? I agree with you, very good, but I would just add just basically what you're saying, but just a slightly different twist. What? You think the Rabbanim were so uppity that they couldn't speak themselves, had to have a Turgamon? What was the pshat I'm talking about? I said before. What? Huh? Couldn't hear. Now I was in the Rav Shir. Big Shir. Got big 50 Talmidim, even 100 Talmidim. But still fit into one room. The Shir's pretty big too. It's into a room. It's a big room. And I'm around the Gadol, they had the same voice that we had. When they had a Mitzvah, they must have had who knows how many people. No, figure it out. They must have had hundreds of people. Not a class of 25. So the Melech says as follows. Such a big tzibur that requires a turgamon, not so much, you just use the word formal. A classroom could also be very formal. Come on, then, if he walks in. Shalom. But it's not a question of formality, of the lack thereof. It's a question of the size, I think. A classroom is supposed to be 25. We know how much a classroom is supposed to be. Oh, 25 tamidim. Alabaster. It's a little bigger. But still, so that's a smaller tzibur, as opposed to a larger tzibur, which requires a turgamon of a few hundreds of people. So that's why we're more machmir. I have to tell you that it's interesting. There's an Easter here at 1000 Shulchan Aruch that someone who is in Avelus of Shiva may not get an aliyah. It's sort of assumed. They haven't said, just sort of assumed that he's a kohen. And he has to walk out. Not walk out. He keeps the kids, but he can't get an aliyah. Well, why can't he get an aliyah? You'll tell me the aliyah is Talmud Torah. So I'll ask you a kasha. And if he doesn't get the aliyah, he sits in the background, sits in the seat. It's right there, same Talmud Torah, the same exact thing. It's a difference. So the Rav Zal had a nice shot. He said that the person who gets an aliyah al pi din is considered the one who's teaching the aliyah to the tzibur. In other words, it's about Kairi nowadays. A ritual director, and what happens is that the older, whatever he may be, gets an aliyah. It was a very important Levi, got an aliyah today, a choshev Levi, and that Levi, I happen to know for a fact, could have been the Balkari himself, even though he carries a different title other than ritual director. But instead, because of the minute that we have, he got the aliyah, and the ritual director read the aliyah, the second aliyah in today's laning. But the Rav Zal, pi halacha, al pi din, the oldest considered it if he is the one who was the Mulamid the Torah of the Rabbi. Except, so not every case does he know it, not always the Balkari himself, so that became a Takana Minig, so we have a Balkari other than the older. So it's as if you have this original idea of the older whispering into the ear of the Balkari, and the Balkari, bellowing out with a loud voice to the whole community, they should be able to hear the aliyah. Something along those lines. And the Rav thought is a separate iser to be Malamit Torah L'Rabim. It's a separate issue. And getting an aliyah would be violating that issue. So I was thinking, that's an issue because a rabbin, I say it's a cash against my thought. I was thinking, I'm saying that a rabbin is talking about multitudes. The answer is 10 people is the rabbin al pidin. You can't let 10 people. That's officially halakhli a rabbin, an official manner. You could have 20 students. I mean, they can make even two many of them if they want. But it's not the same kind of a formal rabbi. If you could give a shiur with 9 people also, even with 6 people, right? So 2 people. But that's not considered halakhically a rabbi. But if it's a multitude, as I said before, would have this additional restriction. It's interesting. What will happen? Can an oval be a balkare? Oval's not supposed to be the aliyah. Can he be a balkare? Oh. So the Dirkei Yosef and Simon Tov says an oval should not be a Balkari. See, it's out. What if there's no one else knows that Elaine? So no one else knows that Elaine. That can happen. Come to a base oval, and the only one who can read Elaine is the oval himself. What's the din? Interesting. The Ramban in page Kufpei quotes the Ritzgate, who says that Kriyas HaTorah is Ein Rabim Tzrichim Lo. You get the impression that if it would be Rabim Tzrichim Lo, then what? He'd be able to do it. So then we can go back and say that the Rabim of the Turgamon, who's also even if Rabim Tzrichim Lo, is a greater Rabim, as I said before, as opposed to even the Halakhic Rabim of 10 people who form a minion. Okay, that's a possibility. But what I'm saying now is a Chiddush. I didn't see it anywhere but Farish, but I don't know how else to answer this shach. So the Divrei Tosfos, I just don't understand what he's saying. We read the Rabbi Yerucham together, and we came to the opposite conclusion. So, I'm not sure. I don't want to criticize what he's saying. I just don't understand what he's saying. Send the facts, please. Okay. So now comes the Ramah and says, I will also loma halacha l'tamido v'chein no'agin af al pi sh'yesh mekilim. Okay? That's, he shouldn't be saying the halacha for his tamido. So that's it. What's the answer? So the Aruch HaShulchan says, you know what the answer is? Get a different Rebbe. A substitute Rebbe. He says, don't you rush a yeshiva? That's it. All of the Rosh Hashiva. Either Rosh Hashiva speaks or nobody speaks. So then he says the Rosh Hashiva can say the Shir. Or the Shmuz, or whatever he's saying. I was going to be called Sittel Torah, the Rabbim. That's it. Very interesting. Very interesting. Okay. Yes? A Nazi. No, a Rosh Hashiva. That's it. Amen. Stop. Okay. So here, Rabotai, the Taz quotes a distinction between the first 3 days and beyond the first 3 days. And then he throws in an interesting factor. Tinocho Shabbat Rabban Hevel PM. Chovav milimad agadolim, as he quotes the Gemara in Shabbos, and the dom hevel sheyesh bochet, hein bochet. Wow, interesting concept. Interesting concept. You get the impression that only tanim, I guess, under bar mitzvah, hein bochet, and chet, that then it's permissible. But for agadolim, over bar mitzvah, tamu tam chet. That you get the impression that it's author, even if, as the Divrei Tzofim says, even if they're going to battle this, you can't help it. I thought, that's how the Divrei Tzofim was shot in the Taz. I thought not exactly that way. The quotes that they used to say this year, and they say, that Malame can teach, it's the Chalal Rabbin Shrikhamo, and then he says, it's the Nokos for the Beit Rabbin, Hebel Piem, it's Chalver Milimad Agadolim. So again, I wanted to suggest a different way to read it. Maybe. Like this. When it comes to Gedolim, Rabbi Tzvichelo, they have to know what to do. They don't give it over by mitzvah. They have to hear the halacha from the Rebbe. So no, they have to. But you might have thought the cut is under by mitzvah. It's not so important. So perhaps it's not the same. No. That the Hevel PM is a significant factor. It's a significant factor. Even though the Torah as such is not so apparent, so visible, but the Gedolim, we understand very well the Rabban Shrichim Lo. How he wouldn't have thought Rabban Shrichim Lo to a quality of Hevel Piyam? How much more so if it's Torah Rabban Mamash by Gedolim? That's why I wanted to suggest a different shot. It's not so clear to me what the Taz, which way the Taz is going. Take a look on the Shach. The Shach says Rabban Shrichim Lo. Lama Tinoka says Shloma Shadina Rabban Shrichim Lo. The Ode. The Melechas Avinu Kshatinokas B'Talim. So that could mean the way I suggested it, that the Rabban Shrichelo period, and Tinokas, the FOPM, is an additional consideration. The Marashal, though, seems to say that Tashbar, Shabbat Rabban, is more Kal than Gedolim. But he doesn't give the explanation of that LPM. If you look at the Shabbat Marashal, I think it's quoted by the Divrei Tzofim, there's a different reason. The different reason is like this. Two different reasons the Marashal gives. Number one, anyone here remember your elementary school days when you were still under bar mitzvah? Who remembers the substitute? Ooh, must we clap a shamnu bagaznu? Oy, oy, oy. We didn't do the substitutes. Oy, 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 oy. Ooh, ooh. So therefore, after what we reminisce, we understand very well that there's no, you can't have a substitute. As opposed to someone who goes to high school, It's like MTA, BTA, RJJ, YNJ, I'm missing one, that was whatever it is, those four. Did any of them make it yet? Where are they holding it? They're holding it. They're still in it? Okay, still in it. So, so those schools, the students are so mature, they're already over by Mitzvah, they already can't come. So you have a Pesher, the Mesha comes in and gives a Pesher sometimes, and I'm sure the Tamil listen there in hushed tones, and they're all respectful, and hear what the Rebbe has to say. That's the difference between Tana and Gedolah, whether someone else can stop the students and then get away with it. Okay, some Marashal says, or a different reason. For different reasons. The Rebbe, who teaches, talking over by Mitzvah, Machaya, he loves it. Such a tremendous simcha to teach these Talmidim who are just, they can't wait, they can't get enough of his Torah, of his Chochmah, they're just, everyone's waiting and they're taking notes and they enjoy it in his simcha. It's so geschmack to teach Talmidim over by Mitzvah. They're so interested, Choshka Nafshim, but Torah. That's why it's awesome. Kids before Mitzvah, yeah, that's so interested. So he's Toru the ball, the Malachto. What the Messias is the same now as it was that, I will not comment right now. All right. Fine. Then it's interesting that we mentioned this poem, the Aruch HaChaim, which we already quoted in the Taz. He throws in something, or in the Shach, somebody quoted it, Shach quoted it, the Malachet HaAvedhu. It's not like a Heter of Dover HaAvedh. When we get to speak of Malachah, we'll discuss by Richus, Heter of Dover HaAvedh. It's not like over here, the Heter of Dover HaAvedh. So, what do you mean, the Ode? Pashas is the Ode, means they're two separate Terusim for the same Kashm. So, the Divine Soy from there, no. They're two Heter for two different Yisurim. The Yisur, the first Svara, Rabbi Tzvichah is not the Yisur of Talmud Torah. The second is Matan Yisur of Melacha. Not two Heterim for the same Yisur. He explained that the Yisur of Melacha is Mishum Hesach Adat, and they were Matan Yisur of Dover HaOved as well, and so to Talmud Torah, which is also Yisur of Hesach Adat. Adkan Divrei Tov. I didn't think, I thought the Yisur Mishum Simcha. Mishum Simcha. So maybe we'll argue, maybe it says over here, even Dvorim Aroim is also. Dvorim Aroim, there it is suggested because of Hesach Adam. Perhaps. If that's the case, so it's not the Talmud Torah, not the Yisur of Malacha, and we understand the Lashon of the Ode, Sadir and the Shach, Shin Pei Dalit, Zivkoton, Beit. Okay. The Yisur of an Aliyah goes back to the Mordechai. Yes, did you see it, I think? Tough Ayin Beit. But he may not get and the lead quarter of the Shulchan Aruch. What about on Shabbos? On Shabbos, it's mutter. What do you mean it's mutter? It's mutter only in very rare cases. Who was the one, the famous rabbi, who always got shlishi? Rabbeinu, huh? Rabbeinu Tam. The Rosh Hashanah, Rabbeinu Tam always got shlishi. And when he was in Avelos, he got shlishi as well. Because he said if he wouldn't take shlishi, it would be considered Avelos, Bis, Bar, Hesya, which we'll discuss a little bit later, is not allowed on Shabbos. Okay, of course, I look at the Shabbat, Simon, Tov, Siv, Aleph. I would say, if he learned every single Shabbat, maybe. For Fahed, I guess.
Or if he was the only one that knew how to do it in the school.
All right, that's a different story. But generally speaking, you can find a different Balkari, but that doesn't mean every Shabbat. There would be no effort to actually learn. It's interesting. The Bach, quote the Maharil, is exactly the reverse. The Maharil says, what about the Bach? Puks Baket from what we pass from Shulchan Aruch. That, on the contrary, during the week, an Ovel may get an Aliyah, and Shabbos, not. And Shabbos, not. Why? During the week, you can get an Aliyah because it's Seder Ayo. There's no from the Rav Shtikl Torah, the distinction between the Aliyah and the person sitting in the audience, the same thing. Right? The Rav said a Chiddush, and the Ovel sitting in a Malabe is a separate Issa. You can argue in either one of those premises. Shabbos, it's a big look, tremendous because of the big shul, and therefore he shouldn't get an aliyah during the week. He's having in the house, presumably, and the Shabbos having in the big shul. You got an impression from the Ramban, davening bichidus. We'll get to it later. They didn't go to shul. It's davening bichidus. That's a rarity where they had a minion in the Beis Ovel. Well, nowadays things are different. The Bach says, what's the difference between 10 people and 100 people? It's the same thing. So he doesn't like that. Okay. One Ha'ara, just in passing, what's Sif Gimel doing in this sentence? Talk about an Ovel should daven for the Ovel, not, I don't know, unless he's the Muslim in Talmud Torah. What's that? St. Krishna, and they're just answering? They're just listening? I found it strange. Sif Gimel, we're not going to discuss now. It really belongs in some Shinai involved, which we'll get to a Mitzvah Shem sometime during the summer. This Ha'ara. Sif Dalet Shulchan Aruch talks about the Dvarim Haroyim. And it's an interesting thing in the Divrei Sofer. What a fascinating thing. Question. Is an Ovel Chayev in Talmud Torah? What do you think? Does the Chiyuv Talmud Torah apply to an Ovel? Oh, okay. Okay. You're a Chashuk, or is it a Potter? A Potter? Potter from Talmud Torah. That's what he quotes. See if it's really there. I'm told that there's two tzivov. You know, this is not my mistake. I made it up on my own. But the, he has the kash like this. Help a guy with Talmud Torah, chayv adam, b'chol yom. Shereik echad me'asher lo shuri yom madin. Kavat is in the Torah. Tzarech loma. Tzibah ovel leka chiv zeh. Bosh the favorite. Shad ovel is not b'chuyiv. They were uprooted from the Ovel, the Chiyuv of Talmud Torah, which applies to all other people. And, I suppose the Ritzafah caused an interesting riot from a rush. The first rush on the Mount of Chumash, yes?
You make a distinction that the only source in the Torah is the basic
Kriyas Mashachat Arvitz. Kriyas Mashachat Arvitz, maybe you have. Okay, okay. But the Ramban did say that you, in his discussion of the Torah with the Tzillim, and you do fulfill the Shachat V'Yarm. Okay. But, okay. Good. You were saying that the basic mitzvah he has is Shachat V'Yarm, but anything beyond that, this he's taught the from. Okay. Fine, but that's that goof of the Chiddush B'Chairus. Take a look here in the Rush. There's a brief snippet, which he quotes from the Rush. In Simon Lamed Beis, discussing about various kulas and chumras in Hilchos Avelos. When we begin again, I don't think we have a chance to talk about this at all. Maybe. He says, Leo, this is page Lamed Hay, second column, in Avelos chumra das de kulahu, shenolag Avelos b'shabes dvarm shal tina, umavatel zivrei Torah kol zayin. So you mean you're not learning for a week? We get the impression from the Rush, not that the Avelos are going to learn, Avelos learn a week. Armada! He'll just learn Hilchos Avelos. But we're learning Avelos for 3 weeks. So you can find enough to keep him busy for a week. Tara said he's Potter. That's the deep they make from this rush. Potter from Talmud Torah for that week. Like the Aruch HaShul. Pash, Potter. He calls the Sechem and the Jechayim. Chayim? He calls a long, Lichos here, the Bir Alacha from some Godel. I don't know who, but it's a person. Ovel learns straight, 7 days, to fix kus for the vase. Okay, it could be, but it doesn't mean that it's a chiv. Maybe he wants to fix kus for the vase, a lot of things. But the past is there is no chiv. So Aruch HaShulchan discusses again here an interesting thing. When a person learns Torah, even Dvarim or Hilchos Avelos, we're learning Hilchos Avelos now 3 weeks. Isn't it a shmach? I'm sorry to use that expression, but it's Hilchos Avelos. But anyway, somebody says, Kiddushim and Kashim and Terutzim and Lomdus even a little bit. Everything is here. So what's so bad about Hilchos Avelos? How can an Ovel learn Hilchos Avelos? That's basically the Kashim of the Aruch HaShulchan. How can you allow it? Misam Chelei. That's the Kashim. Afa Gav Devada Mitzikus HaTorah Yesh Gav Bedrom Aroyim Shebetorah. Avada Gishmak. Nonetheless, the komakom hatzar me'advarim aroim mefik simchas haTorah l'chein muter l'lomdo. You know, still a sad topic. Still a sad topic. Okay. We had mentioned, well, we read briefly from the Rush, there's a concept called a place where a person is not used to learning, right? Did you read that somewhere? In the Russian thing? So, quotes the Gemara in Tainis, Ovel, Karma, Makom, Shein, Arugel, it says, do we pask in this way? They quote the Rishalmi, that's one of the writers of the Tosfos in the Rush, that the Rishalmi equates Tishba with Avelis with respect to what we call over here, a Makom, Shein, Arugel. You learn about the Kama, also it says, no, today you're going to learn Kiddushin. I'm not used to learn Kiddushin. I haven't learned Kiddushin. Oh, you did? You're fucking Nashon and Zikin? Go learn Kachin. Learn Kachin. Now, you used to learn Kachin. You learn Kachin? Okay, go learn Tara. In other words, for you, it's almost like a tsar. It's a whole new day. You know what's going on? Yeah. The Beis Yosef quotes this type of thing. It says it's a pillar. Because we passed the Machlokes Tanoim and Tainas of Lamed, or Megas of Yudah, Pasuk of Yudah. It's awesome. Fascinating. The Zivrei Tzor from the Sefkot Chav Ches quotes an amazing Ozerua. But we want to make a distinction here between Tisha B'Av and Avelis. Tisha B'Av is our Mayor of Yehuda, Pasna Rabbi Yehuda, the general rule. The Mayor of Rabbi Yehuda, Halacha to Rabbi Yehuda. But when it comes to Avelis, it's Ozerua. No. Halacha to Zivrei HaMekel B'Yovel. The Pasna to read in a place you're not used to reading is Mutter. We say a Chiddush. The Halacha to make override the Kol Yehorah. Yochav Rab will get to later, and Mayor of Yudah. And we see another Kiddush, that Tisha B'Av is not labeled as Avelis. You don't say, look, even Mekel, the Avelis of Tisha B'Av. That's two Kiddushim you see from the Arzaruah. Interesting. I don't know if we pass in this way. We pass in that Mokom Shein Arugel is in fact us. Kanza Beis Yosef quotes an amazing Yerushalmi, that Lohot Achar HaTorah is Muslim. What does it mean, Lord Achrotan? He can't survive without it. He's running. Lord, with a fire. So allow me to fire. He's fire, he's running. He's mutter to learn Torah even during Avel. How can that be? So I think that the Rav Lev Shas, I don't know if you heard it from him, or maybe I said it based on what he said, but we said what we've read in a different context. We said before, someone who was filthy, he takes a shower, that's mutter. Why? He's not moving from a state of neutrality to a state of pleasure. He's moving from a state of filth to a state of pleasure. The filth is just so painful to him. Same thing over here. The average person, you know, he sits around. It's okay. He's okay sitting around, you know. Watch the rain outside. You know, sit around. He learns it's enjoyable. He moves from a state of being neutral to a state of enjoyment. That's awesome. But the Lord Achar HaTorah, when he's not learning, he's worse than the guy who's sitting and wallowing in mud. If the guy who's wallowing in mud can take a shower, the person who can't breathe without Torah, he can't survive, he can't go a minute without learning, he's in the filth of the world. He's in the mud of his time and place. The only way he can get out of that mud is get into the shower, then Mayim al Torah. He has to get in there to learn. He can't move. He's in such pain without learning. So Lord Achar HaTorah is mutter to learn Torah, the same as a guy in mud can take a shower. It's the greatest pleasure. That's the wrong answer. Of course the greatest pleasure. But it's coming from a state of negativity, not a state of neutrality. It's coming from a pain. Did I get out of the pain? That's how I think either the Rav said it, or if not, then I'm saying it based on what I heard from him in a different context. The Aruch HaShulchan waxes so poetic, you begin to wonder, you know, if it really should be taken at face value. And I don't know what to say about it. The Aruch HaShulchan, here in Siman Shin Pei Dalet, Sif Himu, Lo Atach HaRatorah, it sounds like this. Himu Lo Atach HaRatorah Kamo HaRoev, Shu Lo Atach HaEiz HaMichael, Lo Yitzlo Yochozenu Bulmus V'Yistakein Kimo Kain Hu Lod Akar HaTorah V'Nechshav Kitzat Sakona. Wow! Is there anyone that you know in this world that if he won't learn Torah, he will have to call a doctor and he'll be sick via Sakona? Wow! That's a Madrege, Rabbi Yitzhak. They said a Raga Chava learns in Avelos and in Tisha B'Av. They say he couldn't. He couldn't do that. You need air. You need something. Put him on a respirator. He can't breathe without air. So the Raga Chava, they say, was a Nitz Madrega. Toughness Panea. He couldn't move. In the same way they never took a haircut because they didn't want to think of Torah without his yarmulke, and then that's what the legend goes. I don't know. Says Lord Acharei Torah, he couldn't go for a minute without Torah. That's the Aruch Hashulchan. Here's the appropriate second part of the statement. L'chein lo heviu aposkim, b'shem t'lo shchiach zeh klal bizmaneinu. That's why, who's today going to get sick? Oh, so late. We've been kind of Lord Acharei Torah. We forgot about that. I forgot to look at the clock. I'm sorry, I apologize. We'll stop here and continue tomorrow. The tape didn't come up. I wasn't focused. Wait a minute. I'm sorry. The first time it's happened all year. And if you talk about Lord Acharei Torah, you hit a clock and it's still up. Sorry, it's late. I thought it was late. I'm not sure they got it. If I do it again, just put it in your watch. We have no clock. I just kept going for another hour. Right, exactly. Load. Oh, obviously, it's that. Not that one.
Nah, 20 different. I don't know. Never say never, but that would be a finished
one.
Right. So later I own.
That's